You know you only had one shot, to make it right, to do the right thing, so listen to the Mike Cannon Show.
Fora TV, the world is thinking.
I've laid out what the arguments are going to be, where the right is going to come back. They've bought themselves insurance against an Obama presidency, and that insurance is the economic crisis. I'm not saying they did it on purpose, but they're ready to use it to say all of these things that are being promised, health care, alternative energy, investment, that it's not affordable. So people need to be ready with alternatives for how to afford it. And I'll tell you that the defense contractors are getting scared. They're worried that this is going to mean cutbacks to them. And I think that we should make that fear come true and say in general, I just think that people, I know there are people here who've been involved in organizing for Obama. There has to be a planning that starts now for the day after the election to use this moment to stay mobilized and push back against this very organized lobbying that's coming from the defense contractors, from Wall Street. We know what their agenda is. It's not mysterious. But it's, what's going to happen is that we are going to be asked to sacrifice the dreams of actually moving to, a sustainable ecological model on the altar of this crisis that's been created. And there has to be a strategy for refusing that. I actually think these arguments are winnable. I think we're in a moment where they're uniquely winnable because the ideologues on the right have just broken every single one of their rules, which really weakens their hand. So it's a time to get in there and think big. I think Obama has said this to his supporters, that it's a time for big ideas. And also he said, I'm going to need you. But my worry is that the culture around the Obama campaign, and this is where I think the McCain campaign is quite right, is very much celebrity, a very much celebrity model, very much, a super fan culture as opposed to an engaged citizen culture. And that has to change. But I have a lot of hope that it will.
I can't trust Obama. I have read about him, and he's an Arab.
Why are we electing an Arab when we're at war with Iraq and Iran?
I'm afraid if he wins, the black will take over.
It's not a Christian. This is a Christian nation. What is our country going to end up like?
When you've got a Negro running for high president, you need a first stringer. He's definitely a second stringer.
That guy gets elected, he hangs around with terrorists.
Who's the terrorist?
Obama.
Obama's a terrorist, don't you know that?
Obama's a Muslim, he's a terrorist himself.
Commie faggot!
Socialist swine.
Well, I really worry when we get people, when you get the kind of rhetoric that you're getting at these rallies now, I think it's really imperative that the candidates try to calm people down.
European socialist!
You think they
should... Bill Ayers, you scumbag!
You think they should die, sir?
Everyone dies, don't they?
He seems like a sheep, or a wolf in sheep's clothing, to be honest with you. And I believe Palin, she's filled with the Holy Spirit, and I believe she's going to bring honesty and integrity to the White House.
Obama and his wife, I'm concerned that they could be anti-white, that he might hide that.
What did you expect? Welcome, Sonny. Make yourself at home. Marry my daughter. You've got to remember that these are just simple farmers. These are people of the land. The common clay of the New West. You know. Morons.
That was right before the break, Naomi Klein, author of Disaster Capitalism, discussing how Obama will be handcuffed to bring any real change. And that was followed by the vitriol at the Palin-McCain rallies and their racist supporters. And that last bit was from the movie Blazing Saddles. And this is my editorial on the elections. As far as the elections go, I'm in the camp of some deep thinkers before me. The first, anarchist and feminist Emma Goldman, who famously once said, "If voting ever really changed anything, they would have made it illegal." And one other famous quote, whose voice can say it a lot louder and clearer than I can. Here is George Carlin.
Give these people a voting day every year so that they'll have the illusion of meaningless choice. Meaningless choice that we go like slaves and say, "Yeah, I voted." The limits of debate in this country are established before the debate even begins, and everyone else is marginalized. They're made to seem either to be communists or some sort of disloyal person. A kook, there's a word, and now it's conspiracy. See, they've made that something that should not be even entertained for a minute, that powerful people might get together and have a plan. Doesn't happen. You're a kook. You're a conspiracy buff. So, the only way you cure that, death, bloodshed. I don't advocate it, but I see that it's really the only answer.
Like most people, I suspect, the path to come to these conclusions was paved with the bones of hope and a mortar of the blood of innocence, both figuratively and literally. You see, the last time I voted was for Clinton, when I was told then, as we're being told now, that, insert Clinton or Obama here, they can really change things. Our hopes was dashed time and time again when Clinton passed bill after bill, proving he's just a Republican light version. Though bringing us a good economy, though arguably off the backs of others in the world, he also put 2 million more blacks in jail, passed NAFTA, displacing or killing many indigenous economies and people around the world, and taken away welfare for the poor while bolstering welfare to the rich. So even if Obama is not really a centrist Republican-like candidate that I'm pretty sure he is, he'll have even a greater mess to deal with than Clinton did when he came in office. And in the end, like Clinton, no real change for the good will come of it. Profit-based capitalism is too entrenched to ever be displaced. I'll gladly take back my words if Obama gets us universal health care like the rest of the civilized world, but I know that is a safe bet and will never happen. So as I see this huge surge in interest of the election of Obama as a counter to a really, really poor job Bush did, and even poorer choice of McCain, it'll still take 6 to 8 years for all those Obama enthusiast supporters to feel the way that I felt when my generation was enthusiastic for Clinton. And I pity those who have not spent the time and energy not exploring alternatives to capitalism model as they slide further down the path of ruin, both economically, but also spiritually, as they see the truth behind the curtain, as it'll be too late to pull back the curtains for others to see with them. Of course, Obama is a better choice than McCain. He will make the cage more palatable than Bush-McCain would. However, it is still a cage, and the capitalist barbs on the bars will always slowly pick you to death, as long as you choose to live within this cage. So, prove me wrong. However, I suspect I will see you in about 6 to 8 years from now, if we can even make it that long. And the only question then will be, are you still fighting to get out of that gilded cage? Or will you join us as equals to fight the good fight, my sisters and brothers? From the Glee Studios, with Change You Can Believe In, I'm forever yours in the struggle, Mike Cannon.